Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the GAC GNSO Consultation Group. Manal and I will co-chair this meeting this evening. We are the co-chairs of the group, and we met earlier to discuss and prepare some of the detail around the agenda. Particularly, we obviously would like to welcome new joiners to the group, which tonight we have, or today we have, former Grady and Phil Corwin. So welcome both of you from the GNSO. I believe everyone else who's on the call has been with us previously. We thought we would initiate the call by just making sure we very briefly recapped where this group's origins are, and that is based in a long-standing desire to make more effective the interrelationship and interworking between the GNSO and the GAC, and in particular to make sure that GAC input, which may become advice to the ICANN board as part of the formal process, was received as early as possible in the process. And this not only made sense to those of us who were involved with setting up this group in the first place, but is actually in effect, or is a response to formal recommendations of both, I believe, the previous ATRT Accountability Transparency Review Team pieces of work. So we decided to let the group form in many ways with its own working methods. We wanted to keep it in some senses, I think informal is the wrong word, but define its own modus operandi rather than be caught within the title of something like a working group. So whilst we might operate in many ways similarly to working groups in either the GAC or the GNSO, we specifically call the group a consultation group. And we decided to form it out of equal numbers of participants, approximately at least, not absolutely religious about it, but balanced participation from the GAC and the GNSO. And certainly initially from the GNSO side, we put myself in as GNSO Council Chair, plus the two Vice Chairs, plus three participants. At the inception stage, there was no GNSO liaison to the GAC, and an equivalent number of participants from the GAC. Subsequently, we developed through the work of this group the trial, which is now into its second year, of the GNSO liaison to the GAC, and agreed that that GNSO liaison should be and should be remain part of this group. I think those are the key points that set out what the sort of origins of this group. We're going to talk a little bit more about the substance of the work of the group today, but let me pause and make sure that if I've left out anything material from a general perspective or specifically from a GAC perspective, Manal can come in on that just to make sure that nothing's been left out there. Come in, Manal, if I've left anything out or you'd like.
Thank you, Jonathan. Nothing to add to this. I think you covered everything quite very well. Thank you. So, would you like me to proceed?
Yes, I think we've covered the key point. I suppose what we were going to do, we've covered the membership. We wanted to talk about the membership in the constitution of the group, which you saw up in front of you in the beginning in any event. And I guess the one point was whether there would be any further changes to that. And so we remain open to that. I said I would do this level set, and I think you're going to talk. So let me hand over to you to talk about operating mechanics, Manal. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan, and welcome to everyone. Our consultation group used to have conference calls every other week But to accommodate the workload of community discussions on IANA transition and ICANN accountability in specific, we changed our calls, the frequency of our calls to every 3 weeks. I think with the continued foreseen load on the short term, at least, we suggest to continue with this same frequency every 3 weeks. And so this leaves us between now and the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh with something like 4 calls. I have quickly checked the calendar, and I think if we are to keep our calls on Tuesdays as we used to have, then we can have calls on Tuesday, 15th of December, then 5th of January, then 26th of January, and then 16th of February. And we can still have an additional call if need arise between the 16th of February and the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh, which is the week of 5 to 10 March. So we think it might be more effective if we prepare a work plan that would include those 4 calls in Marrakesh and try to allocate some proposed deadlines and deliverables in preparation for the meeting. Also, in order to have more fruitful calls, we need to have more interactive discussions and brainstorming on the mailing list. And leave the calls to nail down things and or converge views. And we also need to ensure maximum possible participation to the calls. So we will be circulating the schedule of the calls. We hope that you book your calendars, and we would appreciate if you can flag your unavailability early enough before any call, so that we can consider rescheduling if necessary and possible. So I think with this, we may just need to confirm that we're keeping the Tuesdays and confirm the slot as well, and then we can circulate a calendar and a work plan later on the mailing list. So, Jonathan, over to you, just to make sure also I covered everything. Thank you.
Thanks, Manal. Yeah, I think it would be good to get, so provisionally, thank you very much for actually doing the homework on those dates, because that's useful. And so I think what we'd like to do is circulate those out and make sure we get invites in people's diaries. If there's a significant problem with one or more of those, we can consider moving them. But provisionally, they are, I believe it was 1,400 UTC we were working at on those particular dates. Any questions or comments from anyone on the call at this stage in and around the genesis of the group, the description of the work so far, and the logistics points? Okay, so let's work with that. I do see Ahmed saying it would be ideal if the calls were a little earlier. There's a balance. I mean, we've got a largely, at the present time, sort of Europe, Middle East, Africa, stroke, US type axis around which we work. So it may be that's an optimum time. But let's, if there are strong feelings about the time, let's see if we can shift otherwise. That may be where we end up work, and we could do a doodle on a couple of options or some kind of check on a couple of options, but yeah, thanks. So Marika does confirm that we were working with the 1400th slot. Okay, well, mindful of time in this particular here that we've got now. Thanks, Amar, for your willingness to accommodate in spite of preference. So let's see where we get to with that. But let's get that out, provisional schedule, provisional time, and seek any other feelings from those who are not on the call at this point. And then really I guess we then move on to them, which is to start to look at the items of substance for the group in three different categories. I'll deal with the first one, and then Manal will deal with the second two. So the first one is a piece of work we are required to do, which is really to lay the groundwork for reviewing the work of the GNSO liaison to the GAC. I described the sort of the origins of that as coming out of this group. We are the appointment has been running from mid-calendar year, and so we are into the second year and have the opportunity. We believe that Manal and I have talked about this as we have the opportunity to review this in advance, ideally, of the next face-to-face meeting, the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh. That will allow us to put forward a proposal to the chartering organizations, the GAC and the GNSO of this group, and recommend a way forward. The detailed description of the role is on the document in front of you on the screen, and you can resize and page through that at your leisure. This should have been out, I believe this has been circulated to the group, but what you have in front of you, the initial background describing, the background and detail of the role, some responses from the current liaison, Mason Cole, and Nathan put his comments in red, and then some additional comments from Manal or questions that Mason then subsequently either responded to. So we've got a working document. I think what we might seek to do is put this into some kind of table of review, but really this is an opportunity for us to review and discuss the effectiveness of the role, what may or may not change about it. What we might need to do preemptively is apply for community funding in advance of whether or not we determine with the GAC and the GNSO whether we would like to seek to have this as a more established or permanent fixture in the ICANN policy structure, because the budgeting process might preempt us by the requirement deadline in advance of the Marrakesh meeting. So I think those are the main remarks I or we wanted to make around that. Are there any comments or questions or points about how we might review the role or any thoughts on that timing and that? So it is our intention to build this into some sort of structured review. I am not 100% sure from recollection what the GAC is expecting. I know the GNSO has, in effect, delegated this back to us as the consultation group to formulate a review and a recommendation. So it's my expectation and our expectation that we need to do the work to evaluate this. We are best qualified as the sort of initiators of the role and as having the direct experience of it to go through it and to make the recommendation. So my anticipation is we'll go through this systematically, and out of that will come an evaluation that says we either propose to continue with this as a trial, as a third year of trial, which seems to stretch it a little bit, or that we propose to institute it as a more permanent feature, or we propose to abandon the role. And I guess really what we need to do, like I say, is systematically go through these questions and formulate it into a set of the black text, which describes what's gone on, our red text, which then describes the actual experience, and then a recommendation. So what I hope will come out of this process is that we will be recommending some course of action with regard to holding on to the role or not, and that we'll have a sort of coherent recommendation to both the GAC and the GNSS. Feel free to come in with any input, but if there isn't any at this stage and you want to contribute on list, we can do that. But seeing that, I see Carlos would like to make a point, so go ahead.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. This is Carlos Gutierrez for the record. I just want, in terms of the timing and the permanency or not, I want to recall that we are also trying the early engagement into the PDP for a certain period of time. So ideally, we should try to synchronize the time horizon, because as far as I remember, we said we're going to work some early engagement in PDPs, at least for a number of PDPs, if I'm not wrong. And we should also think about, from the point of view of the GNSO, we're looking now consistently at the communique, and there is a question, of course, if we're going to do that permanently or not. So we have three venues of cooperation open right now, the liaison, the early engagement PDPs, and our review of the communique, and I think all three efforts should be run under the same time perspective, or apply the same questions you just asked about permanency or not. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Carlos, thank you. So, in essence, that's a good point. We were going to look at these discreetly, but if I understand, in other words, look at the quick look and the remaining potential PDP steps and other work we might do. Again, as background to those, Paul and Philip who joined us, there was a concept known as the quick look, which creates a mechanic where the GAC can give, in effect, a form of initial indication as to the level of interest and or any concerns. So, yeah, I think maybe I will consider handing over to Manal, since she's going to look at that, but I guess it's an integrated point. So let me come to Amma next, after you, Carlos, and then Manal has got her hand up anyway, so I'll probably hand over to her at that stage. Go ahead, Amma.
Thanks, Jonathan, this summer. And I think I was going to say something pretty much in line with what Carlos just said. The pilot program for the quick look mechanism is for at a minimum three PDPs, and so far it's been used on two. There is a potential third in the works right now on the rights protection mechanisms review, so that may serve as a third one. But I think so far the role of the GAC, the GNSO liaison to the GAC, has been rather successful. If not only in terms of fulfilling the function, but also in terms of helping this group develop its recommendations, and that may be true for the future. However, if we do not want to recommend that we institutionalize this role and make it a permanent one, as opposed to a pilot program, we could do this together with the quick look mechanism. So if the quick look mechanism ceases to be a pilot program and becomes a permanent one, then perhaps the role of the GNSO liaison to the GAC can become permanent along with it. I would not object to doing this earlier, but if we don't do it earlier, then a reasonable approach might be to institutionalize them both together. Thank you.
So I guess the only issue there with that point made by Carlos and Amma will be if we have indeed completed sufficient, the minimum number of quick looks on PDPs prior to Marrakesh, if we're going to make those recommendations, if we're going to the challenge with reviewing the two simultaneously or in parallel is that we haven't done enough quick looks yet, although as you rightly point out, Amma, there may be a third one coming up soon. So that's just the only logistical point.
Thanks, Jonathan, and thanks for the feedback from everyone. I thought we have agreed to review the whole thing after five PDPs, but again, I stand to be corrected. I only believe that this was brought up during our joint meeting in Dublin, and the GNSO liaison to the role of the GNSO liaison to the GAC was very positively welcomed by everyone in the GAC, and we've already expanded this, I believe, for the coming year. I think in order to, again, consult with the GAC on having this as a permanent thing, I think we have to pose this question early enough before the Marrakesh meeting and then expect a reply by then. Again, I don't recommend that we go with this question during the meeting because then we won't get an immediate response. So it's good that we're having this discussion now. I think we can fine-tune this feedback from Mason and from everyone else as well, and we can have our own recommendations and then go back to the whole GAC membership and seek their advice and, of course, to the GNSO as well and either finalize this intercessionally or most probably it's going to be at the Marrakesh meeting, but we have to share something in advance early on to be discussed within the GAC first. Thank you.
Well, so it seems clear that we will want to review and make recommendations on the GNSO liaison to the GAC in a sufficiently timely way that it precedes the right deadlines prior to Marrakesh meeting. What's not yet clear is whether we will have the time or sufficient experience to do the same in relation to the quick look. But it may be that's something we could do. Why don't Manal, since we've effectively moved into the next section under item 2, bullet point 2, which is a review of the quick look mechanism, why don't I hand the chair over to you for this and the next bullet, as we had discussed anyway. So I'll pause at that stage and let you lead us through this and see where we can get to in this.
Thank you, Jonathan. So the objective of this as well is to review the use of the quick look mechanism to date, which was so far applied to the issue report next generation registration directory service and also the issue report on the new GTLD subsequent procedures. And I believe there is a third one on the way, like I think Amr mentioned. So we have agreed to following five CPPs that we will report back to the GAC and the GNSO, seeking their advice on whether to continue the quick look mechanism as is, modify it, or stop it. And there was an action item from a previous call for staff to provide an overview of the PDPs for which the quick look mechanism has been used, and to provide feedback from a staff perspective. This memo has been circulated with the staff's preliminary observations, which were mainly that less time was needed by the GAC to provide input, and also substantive input was provided, though it was originally anticipated as part of the public comment, that this input will be passed on to the PDP working group to consider in due time, and that further consideration needs to be given as to how to ensure public tracking of those correspondences back and forth between the GAC and the GNSO. So I think it would be good to hear from everyone else who was involved in this process to date. Maybe we can also have a similar review document like the one for the GNSO liaison to the GAC. We can discuss any improvements already identified to fine-tune the process as we go. And once we feel it is, mature enough and working smoothly enough, we can institutionalize this along with the GNSO liaison to the GAC, of course, after consulting with our constituencies. I think with this I'll leave it here and maybe ask whether people have immediate reactions for now on the quick look mechanism and how it's working, or any specific ideas for how we can review this this mechanism along with the GNSO liaison to the GAC. So any immediate reactions or comments? Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Manel, Samer. And yeah, my first reaction is that I'm actually glad to hear that the time needed to provide inputs by the quick look mechanism that is actually provided seems to be more than is needed. So yeah, I think that is certainly a good thing and a welcome observation. I think certainly more desirable than the conclusion that the time is insufficient. So that's certainly a positive in my book. As far as I'm looking at the document on the screen, and I read this a little earlier, the second bullet, I also had a sort of a quick thought on that regarding a substantive input provided during the issue scoping phase or the use of the quick look mechanism. I think it is important to also manage the expectations of GAC members who provide this input, so that they understand that the substantive inputs will be considered during the PDP phase and not the issue scoping phase. I think that's just important to make sure that this is done effectively, just to avoid any sort of disappointments with what folks find after providing this input. Thanks.
Thank you, Amra. I assume you have finished. The voice was breaking, so I didn't hear the last part. But again, out of the experience itself, obviously ACT response came quick enough, even lesser than anticipated, and substantial enough, even more than what was anticipated. Again, which is a good sign to us all. I mean, but anyway, any other comments for now? Again, we can continue this online definitely, and have some deadline for receiving feedback and compiling a review document. But if we have any further comments for now. So, if not, Jonathan, anything to add before we move to the following agenda item?
I think that's okay. I mean, I think we've covered what we need to for now. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. Then the following agenda item is on reviewing the remaining PDP stages and any possible enhancements to facilitate the GAC early engagement. There were flow charts circulated on the mailing list. We had a brief discussion on those flow charts before, but maybe to refresh our minds, and we also have new members, we can quickly recall. Again, the objective here is to consider additional engagement opportunities in subsequent phases of the PDP, namely the initiation phase and the working group phase. As colleagues may recall, we have discussed GAC early engagement at the very early stage of the GNSO PDP, which is the issue scoping. And we have concluded with two main recommendations, the GAC quick look mechanism and the GNSO liaison to the GAC. So now we need to focus on the following stages of the PDP and basically see how to further enhance GAC input at those stages. First, for the initiation phase, at the end of the issue scoping phase, the GNSO counselor receives the final issue report and decides whether or not to formally initiate the PDP. If the issue report is requested by ICANN board, the PDP is automatically initiated. And if the GNSO Council decides not to initiate the PDP, the advisory committee that requested the issue report has the chance to request a meeting to discuss the rationale for this, and following that may request a reconsideration if it still believes a PDP should be initiated. Also, if a charter was submitted together with the final issue report, the council can decide to adopt the PDP working group charter and at the same time as the initiation. And if this charter needs more work, then a drafting team is created to do this, and such drafting team is open to anyone interested to participate. Again, the suggestion here, which is included in red box, that a specific invitation to participate in the drafting team could be sent to the GAC, and this could apply in those cases where the GAC has provided a positive response to the quick look mechanism and has made the original request for the issue report. So the red box indicates the new suggestion, which I believe was more or less positively received last time when we went through this flowchart. So the question is, are we fine with this as it stands now? Do we have any further suggestions at this phase before we move to the working group phase on the following page? So, Jonathan?
Now, just noting Amit's point in the chat, which Marika may be about to respond to, about the timing of quick look mechanism in the process. So just to make sure we're clear, have a common understanding on that. Marika responds, and that's a good spot. Then that's helpful. Thanks, Emma, for noticing that.
Yes. Thanks, Amr, for the question, and thanks, Marika, for the response, and thanks, Jonathan, for bringing it to my attention. If you don't have any further comments on this flowchart, maybe we can move to the following phase, which is the working group phase. So at the start of the working group phase, and again, I tend to be corrected with anyone from the GNSO side, of course. At the start of the working group phase, a call for volunteers is circulated, including to the GAC secretariat. The GNSO PDP working group solicits early input in the form of a request for input communication that is sent to all respective groups. With respect to the GAC, the original idea was that a positive response from the quick look mechanism would trigger a process within the GAC that would allow for timely preparation of such input. So the GNSO PDP working group reviews all the inputs received and develops an initial report which is published for public comment. If GAC input is provided, then one of the suggestions was that our coordination group could consider a possible recommendation that the PDP working group is expected to address in its initial report how GAC input has been considered and taken into account. The GAC would be informed of the opening of the public comment period and, of course, encouraged to provide input. And again, this could, for example, be based on the input provided initially through the quick look mechanism. The GNSO PDP working group again reviews and considers the comments received, and finally the final report is submitted to the GNSO Council for consideration. Again, the new suggestions are also highlighted in red. So, any... Marika, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. One point I did want to make is in relation to the early request for input, which is one of the requirements that the working group has and typically does at a very early stage in its work. I think the typical time frame that is given, and I think the GNSO working group guidelines say something that should be at a minimum, I think, of 35 days to give stakeholder groups and constituencies time to work on that. So I think something to consider, especially for GAC colleagues, whether the time frame between, indeed, the quick look mechanism, which I think the idea was that should trigger some kind of process within the GAC. If the response is yes to the quick look mechanism, it would already allow the GAC to start thinking about that substantive input until, you know, the working group is actually initiated. And then, of course, there's also this 35 days period that is given. Is that sufficient to provide that substantive input? And indeed, how does that link with the quick look mechanism? Does that provide sufficient trigger? Or, of course, there's always a risk as well that even if, you know, the GAC may say there is, you know, public policy implications, it doesn't necessarily mean that a PDP is initiated. So there's also, of course, a risk that some work may get done, which then, you know, doesn't get taken any further because the GNSO Council may decide not to initiate a PDP. So I think it's probably for GAC colleagues to think a little bit about, you know, what is the ideal timing to start working on the substantive input, you know, to make sure that indeed it's not wasted time, but at the same time also that there's enough time for the GAC to do its work around that and to be able to provide that input at an early phase to the working group where it's, you know, really the most important and most relevant to the group's work.
Thanks, Marika. Yes, Amr, please.
Thanks, Samer, and yeah, certainly agree with Marika's observations, and wanted to just add that if the role of the quick look mechanism is going to evolve into input at the PDP phase, or possibly if another committee is going to be established to really come up with the substantive input that needs to be provided during this phase. I believe an ideal time to provide this input would be early on in the PDP phase, when the working group, the PDP working group, as all are required to. I see Manel's having a little trouble hearing me. I hope my audio is not problematic for everyone, but I'll try to speak a little slower. I just wanted to stress that an ideal time to provide substantive input is very early in the PDP phase, when a PDP working group is soliciting input from the different SOs and ACs. This isn't per se a public comment period. It is only a time when the PDP working group reaches out to the community, the ICANN community, and not beyond. But the input provided at this phase really helps the PDP working group frame its future discussion, the very long discussions that take place in order to draft an initial report. So this would be a great time for the GAC to provide input at an early phase in the PDP, and then of course the GAC could opt to provide input during the public comment period following the publication of an initial report. Thank you.
Thanks, Amran. Your voice was breaking a bit, but I got the comment, and thank you. So, Olaf?
Yes, thank you, Manal.
Jonathan, and afterwards, I missed your hand.
To reflect on the Marika's question, whether it would be, the time would be sufficient, and From in the GAC, well, what has already happened is that the very first quick look mechanism for the next generation registration directory services, which is, well, due to become a PDP then, that the thought was and the decision was to assign the follow-up in the future PDP to an existing GAC working group, notably the one on public safety. So that in such a situation where there is an existing working group that has a scope that's consistent with the upcoming PDP, it may be, well, relatively easy to fit into the timeline. But there are also situations most clearly where it is not an obvious fit to an existing working group, and where that kind of approach needs to be developed. So there has been been thoughts within the GAC and by the GAC leadership and one decision on how to assign the further work following the quick look mechanism, but there not always an obvious solution to how this should proceed. So thank you. Just a little comment on what has been happening so far.
Yes, thank you, Olaf. Yes, we were lucky enough to have a working group in place for the previous CVPs, and now we're stress testing the quick look mechanism thing where we don't have an existing working group in place. And as you rightly mentioned, it's an ongoing discussion at the GAC right now. So, Jonathan, sorry to keep you waiting. Go ahead, please.
No, you did not keep me waiting. I was in turn. I was behind Olaf, and it's fine. I had a question, really. I wondered if we at any point have recommended anything out of this group that should the quick look mechanism have an interest, do we at any point recommend that the GAC then form some sort of group to track the work of the PDP from this point on, or is that... A, have we recommended, and B, would we see that as within our remit to make such a recommendation, or should we just leave it up to the GAC to decide how to manage their own tracking of such work? Any thoughts on that would be welcome to me anyway.
I'm sorry, Jonathan, it's probably a poor connection from my side. So have we as a consultation group ever recommended that the GAC do what? I'm sorry.
No problem, Manal. The question was, have we recommended that the GAC form a group to track or work on policy development work that is established to be of interest via a quick look mechanism? Or has the GAC taken such a step themselves, and do we think it's within the remit of this group to do so? Yeah, and then Jorge says that he feels the GAC should best organize themselves to suit a particular situation, and Amma confirms that we haven't made such a recommendation, but we could. So maybe that's something to think about as we continue our work and us and debate the merits and the issues around that.
Thank you, Jonathan. I can see others typing still, so maybe on the same point as well. And meanwhile, I would also bring again another point as food for thought also, that we still have it on our to-do list, which is what if after the early engagement there is still disagreement between the GAC advice and GNSO thoughts on the topic. So, and I think we have it on our charter that the consultation group should consider mechanisms that may be put in place to deal with such situations which the GNSO policy recommendations do not align with the GAC advice. So this is also a point that we should be thinking of and considering to provide the recommendations on. And I can see Suzanne saying perhaps this suggestion could be held as an outstanding issue for further consideration based on the results of the initial GLUC mechanism and GAC input in the current and pending CBT. So, yes, it's definitely a point to be further considered. So, any further comments? On both stages of the PDP before handing back to Jonathan to wrap up? Thanks, Susan. Yes, noted. Okay, Jonathan, over to you.
Thank you, Manal. I think that we've covered things fairly well. I had 3 points on my notes for the wrap-up, really. One was to consider the development of a work plan to track progress against. I think we are committed to doing that. Certainly, we really want to encourage as much discussion as possible on the mailing list so we can formulate documents and then, in effect, do the fine tuning during these meetings. And then the other thing we wanted to do was confirm the next meeting time and date, and we've in essence confirmed that, at least in we've penciled that in and proposed to send that round to the list via communication of the next meetings, and also an invitation to those meetings, a calendar invite, and requesting that if anyone has either current, you know, or ongoing problems with those meetings, that they let us know as soon as possible. So I think we've covered what we hoped to. It's a little short to get it all done in an hour, but I think it's brought me, and I hope everyone else, up to speed. Let me pause and see if anyone has any final questions or issues that they want to deal with. You'll go ahead, and then we'll go to Carlos.
Just to suggest quickly that maybe we can have some deadlines for providing feedback on the different topics. We don't have to do this right away. We can agree on the deadlines on the mailing list, but just flagging that it may be good to be progressing and putting some deadlines, particularly to prioritize our work. I think the Maison part is almost in a better shape that we can conclude maybe earlier than other parts, like later stages of PDPs. But again, it would be good that we have some deadlines along with our work plan when we circulate it online. Thank you.
Thanks, Manal. Hopefully it's becoming clear to everyone that we mean business here, and I can see you're going to be driving us forward a little bit, which is good. We'll make good progress that way. I lost no audio from you at this day.
Sorry, I cannot hear you very well, Jonathan. I'm wondering if I can speak now. Can somebody confirm?
Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. This is Carlos for the record. Thank you very much. I think for the first document, it makes a lot of sense, or it's clear to me how we can make progress in the mailing list, because it's pretty down-to-earth and straightforward. With the second document, the charts, the decision trees we have been looking just now in the second discussion, it's a little bit more difficult how we can make progress with this decision tree. Does it mean we're going to read every box and we can suggest another box, or do we have to confirm the red boxes? I would greatly appreciate some advice on the second document. Thank you very much.
Marika?
That is Marika. I mean, from my perspective, or at least from a staff's perspective, you know, having put this document together, our idea was indeed that the red boxes are just ideas, suggestions. So if there are any other ideas or suggestions that you think that the consultation group should be considered, I think that's indeed the hope that will come back on the mailing list. Or if you believe that the ideas that are put out there, you know, don't make sense or not in this form, that feedback should be provided as well. Because the hope is, I think, that similar to the quick look mechanism, is that once we have a sense from the consultation group that, you know, either these ideas or other ideas should be further explored or, you know, worked out in detail, I think that would be the next step, similar to what we did with the quick look mechanism. We initially had it in a flow chart form, and as noted, you know, I think what is actually in this document is where, you know, we started the conversations, but then the actual implementation, when we really started working out how would this look in practice, we added some more detail or it looked a little bit different from what is in the flow chart. So I think that at least from our perspective, I think would be the next step in this process.
Thanks, Marika. That's clearer to me and clearly to Carlos as well. So that's very helpful. Well, we've just run over the top of the hour. So I think with that, we will call it a day and wish our U.S. friends and anyone else who's celebrating a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll look forward to meeting again in future. I think that's going to get us back on track. So thanks to all of you and obviously to my co-chair, Manal, and to staff for supporting us. And we'll look forward to working with you again in the near future.
Thanks all.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Thank you very much, Cheryl. You may now stop the recording.
Bye-bye.